There will be no personal nor direct attacks on anyone. And I would ask that you please try to keep down the loud cheering and the clapping. There will be no booing and no unruly behavior. With that.
This is painful, and it will be for a long time.
Donald Trump, baby! That's right, this man knows what's up!
After all, these are a couple of high-stepping turkeys, and you know what to say about a high-stepper. No step too high for a high-stepper.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Well, Sean's a tough guy. I mean, I think everybody knows that. You know, Sean, he took some licks. He hangs in there.
Yeah, what's wrong with the beer we got? I mean, the beer we got drank pretty good, don't it?
Did you hear what I said?
So this is a brave council. I had no doubt about them.
That doesn't suck.
If you don't like it, too bad.
Last question. Were you high on drugs?
Last question. Kiss my...
Right, here we go. FM Talk 106.5 and Midday Mobile. Glad to have you here on this Wednesday edition of the show. Phone number and the text line. Lucky for us, you only have to remember one string of digits because it's the same if you want to text or call. 343-0106. 343-0106. Also, using the FM Talk 106.5 app, you can record a talk back message. So when you're on the app, which if you haven't gotten it, go grab it. It's just look for FM TALK 1065 over at Google Play or the App Store. It's free. Does all kind of stuff. It's like a Leatherman, a multi-tool, a digital multi-tool on your phone. But one of the options there, you'll see that microphone icon. If you'll press that, lets you record a message. And when you send it, it comes right here to the radio station. I can play it back on the air. So check that out as well. But phone number 343-0106. You might need it now or at some of the other programs. 7 days a week, live local shows coming from our studios, so keep that handy. All right, coming up in hour number two, John Kilpatrick from Vets Recover joins us. A lot to talk about with him after the seating of the State Board of Alabama Board of Veterans. He has some commentary on that. We'll get to that in hour number two. Leadoff batter, he's not completely new on this show, but he's fairly new on the show. I want a big, warm welcome from all y'all. It's Kyle Hamrick from Lanyap and LanyapMobile.com. Hey, Kyle.
Howdy, Sean. How are y'all doing?
Man, we're good. And I want to talk about new issue of Lanyap out on the streets, and we'll get to cover story and all that. But this story you posted up just about an hour ago over at LanyapMobile.com, this is a conversation that people have been having there. The situation in Bibb County, like you and I were talking off the air, I can barely get through that story. And you and I, we talked off air. You used the word that I've used. It's evil, just evil, evil people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's terrible stuff. It's terrible stuff.
So Matt Simpson has talked about this in the past, and now obviously this is coming back up in light of the evil there, is to be able to make capital punishment part of where there's a child rape, right? I mean, this is
right.
Even though there's not a murder, I can argue that you've murdered that person's soul. What is it? So this is something he's talked about in the past, but it's back now, and you're writing about this. What's the story?
Right. So in the last session, Matt Simpson, state lawmaker from Daphne, put up a bill, like you said, to either give the death penalty or life in prison to people who are over the age of 18 who have raped or sodomized a child who is younger than 12. That bill sailed through the House just a couple months ago, but it failed to get to a floor vote in the Senate. There were a bunch of House bills that kind of got jammed in those final days of the legislative session. And Matt told me that this morning that he is going to bring it back with help from Senator April Weaver. And he's got Steve Marshall back behind him too. As of right now, that bill is going to be pretty much the exact same as it was the first time that he put it up. Kind of coming off of the revelation of that case from Bibb County, which I don't know all of the specifics there, but
well, you're lucky.
That's kind of given some new impetus to it.
Yeah, and I wonder about this too. So use capital punishment for something that's not a currently has been a capital crime. You write here, this is interesting, and y'all read this over on Kyle's story, said Simpson, so Matt Simpson said the Trump administration listed state legislation pursuing the death penalty for convicted child rapists as one of its priorities during a conference he attended in Washington, D.C. this week. So
right.
That is it saying there's, I mean, I don't know the legality. Can a state impose capital punishment on what has not been a capital crime in the past, or what does something have to change in Washington or just in Montgomery?
Yeah, well, that's kind of part of the issue here. When I covered this story earlier this year, Simpson told me that this bill that he filed is kind of part of a nationwide approach to changing the Supreme Court's ruling in a case from I think it was like the early 2000s of Kennedy versus Louisiana, which also involved sex abuse of a child. But the Supreme Court ruled in that case that you can't sentence someone to death if the victim in the case did not die. And so Matt told me that Florida and Tennessee have passed laws similar to this one, and that he hopes that by more states going after these sex abuse crimes in this way, that we can change the ruling of the court and allow this on a in every state. And he told me that, yeah, like you said, that this is something that is a priority for the White House that he saw at this conference that he's leaving in D.C. So that's kind of where we are. It's this is just one piece of a nationwide effort to kind of flip this court ruling and allow this to happen, you know, in every state.
Okay, so that would be, and it would be the challenge, because I mean, I figure if they pass it through the legislature next year, say mm-hmm. it passes, then it gets, I guess, challenged, and this would be the backup for right. the challenge.
Right, right. That's kind of the thing, which, like I said, Florida and Tennessee have these laws all already on the books. I'm not sure if a challenge has been filed there yet. But that's definitely kind of the game plan here, is that this bill would become law, and that there would be a challenge to it, and that the ruling would be overturned there. But of course, that remains to be seen, and I'm not a lawyer, so mm-hmm. my assessment of the legal wranglings is my assessment.
Okay, I've watched the People's Court, so I can back you up on that. I'm not a lawyer either, but I did watch right. the People's Court.
Matlock was my favorite. So.
It's pretty strong, yeah. And I was not as smart, so I just watched People's Court. I also want to talk about what went on City Council, and this is kind of a follow up because was it last week or the week before that the City Council said, "Hey, we've got they're buying a place for the new animal shelter." For Mobile.
Yes.
This is it,
that's right.
And I did see after you posted this, it's right down the not right down the street, but not too far from where our studios are. That's like a, I don't know, I always picture animal shelters being like way out in the county or something. This is like in right. town, frontage on the service road of 65.
Yeah. This is definitely more of a cosmopolitan place for
yes.
for the stray dogs and cats of Mobile County. But yeah, that was something that I believe the council approved last week. And then this week, they had like a first reading for the architectural plans, which will be up for, I believe, a vote of final passage next week. But tons of people got up and said, you know, that this is a great thing that we're doing here, but this is going to be a Band-Aid on the bigger problem of why there are so many dogs and cats going to the shelter in the first place.
And why is that?
right. Because we keep getting so many of them through, you know, just processes of nature, if I could mm-hmm. use that. But that's the solution that these people had, is that the city needs to step up and commit funding to an official city spay-neuter program for dogs and cats that are going into the shelter, and I believe for people in the city to take their dogs to for low cost services.
The numbers you put in the story, and y'all could read this, but you quote here, you said, Mobile attorney Mallory Mangold, who volunteers with local rescue groups, you have a quote here. Mangold said that out of the roughly 7,000 cats and dogs surrendered to shelters in Mobile County every year, half come from inside the city limits. 7,000. Gaw.
Yeah.
And it said, considering that one unspayed female dog and her offspring can produce 67,000 puppies in 6 years, said the spay. And that, those numbers got my attention.
Yeah, that's definitely something when you're taking notes in a city council meeting that makes you kind of stop and look up and really get a handle on how big this problem is. I mean, I have never been good at math, so whenever somebody who has these numbers and seems to be pretty good at math comes along, that definitely makes me listen.
Yep.
And then when you think about too that the shelter, the current shelter only holds about 110 pets. You know, we've definitely got some catching up to do to keep up with the numbers.
Now y'all go look at that. It's like one of those things. Just I want to hear the boop, 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 boop sound, like some kind of graphic, as those numbers start, you know, doubling, tripling, quadrupling out there. It's something. And then before we wrap up, too, cover story in this week's Lanny app. Talk to me about this.
Yes, that is a fabulous piece by the inimitable sports writer Tommy Hicks, where he is looking at the Philip Rivers and Gunnar Rivers, his son. I hate to say this, but I still have to finish reading this marvelous profile that Tommy put in the paper. But it's a it's a father-son story, and they're looking to really kind of, make the football as best as it can be at St. Michael. So it is definitely one to read. I always try to read Tommy Hicks's, great stuff. He's definitely a writer to try to emulate. So that's a good one that's on the front page.
Yeah, when you see Tommy, tell him, first of all, I said, what's up? Tell him I said hello. But what I want to have is a in-depth article into the first names of quarterbacks. Because I've seen the fact that Philip Rivers, I mean, of course, he knew the kid would probably have some genetics like his. To name his boy Gunner, I mean, I've watched, it's like, people that ride rodeo seem to be born into the name to ride rodeo, and certain quarterbacks. I mean, he might as well be slinger or passer, or like
Gunner.
I mean, how could you not be good? But Rocket Rivers. I mean, how could you not throw a good ball if you're named Gunner?
I don't know, man. That would it definitely is perfect. Perfect name for a very good athlete there, and it definitely kind of makes you think of that old Key and Peele sketch on the names of the athletes too. But
yes,
this is one that seems to work. He's definitely had some success there.
I guess it would be a lot of pressure if you ended up. I mean, we see the ones that are successful. You go look through the NFL or in college ball, and you see the people like, okay, they got a name. This, but then there's got to be kids that had a name like Gunner or QB Sullivan, and they couldn't throw the football. They'd be like, "Yeah, well, they brushed out the hands of time."
Well, sometimes it happens. We can't all be winners or gunners.
That's for sure. All right, somebody wants to get subscribed. First of all, they can pick up the new copy of Lanyap out on the streets, right?
Absolutely. The ink should be dried, and it is ready for you.
And those of us that like to do it online, tell people how to get subscribed for Lanyap.
Head to lanyapmobile.com. We have a way you can subscribe there, or you can give us a call at the office, and we'll be happy to help you.
Kyle, I appreciate it, man. We'll talk next week.
All right, Sean. I'm looking forward to it.
Me too. There goes Kyle Hamburg, and we'll be right back.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:24, FM Talk 106.5, Midday Mobile. Wait, this just coming in, too. Look at the radar. A special weather statement issued for Gulf Shores, Magnolia Springs. Look at this area, pretty much from, like, Weeks Bay, Big Mouth, down to halfway down Fort Morgan, over to Bon Secours and Gulf Shores. Looking at this a group of thunderstorms here blowing up pretty intense there. They said winds sustained maybe at 30 straight line winds there. So heads up, that's going on out there. Hey, this segment of the show brought to you by my man Clint Jameson at Adventure Earth Bicycles and Time to Act Now. You like that? Time to act now. But he's got we've been talking about it this month. His summer sale is going on right now through the end of the month. And right now, it's got to be the most popular e-bike out there. So I've got a Magnum from Scout. That's what I ride. And I love that bike. But I see like more probably Fuji e-bikes than anything out there. He's got those right now. They're normally $1,800. He's got these limited run at $1,000 now through the end of the month. He said, you know, I think he's got a few left. So we got to take advantage of that now before the end of the month. He also just received a shipment of Fat Tire Hunting e-bikes for the outdoorsman. As he said here, very similar to your e-bike, Sean. We have Fat Tire bikes from Denago, Mock Wheel, Aventon, and Big Sur, all itching to get in the woods. Now, they're a great, great tool. Like I said, I use mine riding around the farm weekly. And if you're using yours, maybe for going, you know, if you're going to check trail cameras or do some scouting, getting ready for season coming up, you know, in a couple of months, it's a great tool, or just getting out and riding and having fun. Check those off-road bikes out. Plus, he's got the Ufree brand Comfort Robin X Plus in stock. Several colors to choose from in that e-bike. Off-road capable Ufree Stellar Falcon. And he's got that in step through and standover in stock and ready to go. And as always, he reminds me to remind y'all, they have Amish bikes as well. That's what he calls the non-electric bikes. He said they're for the traditional cyclist. And he has a big selection, 400 of those bikes. And he's got them for, you know, on-road, like the you know, on-road bikes, the gravel bikes, which is kind of like a road bike, but a little bigger tire if you're riding dirt roads with those. He's got those in stock. He's got true mountain bikes. He's got the three-wheel. He's got the kids' bikes at Adventure Earth Bicycles and all the stuff that goes with it, helmets and all the gear and accessories you can put on your bike. Plus, they do work on bicycles. You buy your bike from them. You can bring it back quarterly for service. But even if you didn't, you need to get repairs done, tune-ups done on bicycles, yours or the families, the kids, whatever. They can do that work as well. Go see them at the corner of Little Flower and Airport in Midtown, kind of across from Ruth's Chris. They're online at adventure-earth.com. Adventure Earth Bicycles, everything inside to get you and me and all of us outside. All right, from the text line, which, by the way, I kind of want to go back for a second because April Marie was talking about that story out of Australia with them putting the limits on YouTube, the age limits on YouTube. Let me add this in. Okay, if you're going to do that, YouTube minimum age. And I think out of all the social, it's not really a social media platform, but all the things that are discussed, I guess it is, people comment. YouTube is the most utilitarian. Now, I know people say it's because I'm not on TikTok that I get more, but YouTube is, I may watch long documentaries on there or how to fix things or I know I would rather my children, and I know there's bad stuff that could happen on YouTube, but I'd rather my children being on YouTube than being on some of the other social media platforms. But if we're going to impose regulations here, this is just, I'm offering this up. I don't want to start trouble and having you angrily text me. Well, y'all probably couldn't call and demand my job. But can we make it a slot limit on social media? Can we, if we're going to say there's a minimum age for YouTube, which Australia is doing it, we're not doing it here, then can we say there's a maximum age for Facebook? Is that possible? Can we, you have to be 16 to go on YouTube, but you can't be older than 75 to be on Facebook. Does that bother anybody? You just make a slot limit out of it. All right, some more text here. And I've got, let's see. Billy D says, I think what we need to do is bring back quartering and put it on TV and let everybody know why this individual is being pulled apart by four horses. That story out of Bibb County just is haunting. It's haunting. And Matt Simpson is going to join us next week to talk about this move. But this will not, it won't be retroactive, I wouldn't think. So these evil I don't know, you had the word for them up in Bibb County. They wouldn't suffer, I don't think, capital punishment. But that story continues to unfold and continues to be heartbreaking out there. Now, maybe they'll slip and fall on their way somewhere and hit their head. Who knows? All right, coming right back. News is next, and then we'll get your text and calls at 343-0106.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 12:35 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile on this Wednesday. Glad to have you along. Check in with my buddy Blaine at Parrish Tractor in Robertsdale, and we get to talk skid steers. Man, you said a bunch just showed up on the yard. You got a new supply.
They did, Sean. We're out here. It's starting to rain now, but we still got trucks rolling in with skid steers on them. We got the open cabs and the enclosed cab high flows. We did unload a truck this morning with the new SVL 97-3s, the high flow cabs. This 97-3 will take place the 97-2. So, real excited about that. Got some guys coming up here to look at them now. So, if you're in the market for any size skid steer, we've got them all in stock right now, as well as the attachments with that zero interest financing through Kubota.
Well, I mean, if you're going to get a high flow, you're going to have attachments. I mean, that's what they're all about. I mean, I know you can still have a bucket on it, all that, but come on, the attachments where it's at.
That's right. That's right. We've got the mulchers, the brush cutters, the augers, you know, you name it. We've got the attachments in stock right now.
All right. And people haven't, we talk about it, and I want to give the location they come see you in person to come see those on the yard. But there's also a lot to see on y'all's website. So first of all, somebody wants to do a little touring around online. How do they get to your website?
So go to parrishtractor.com. You can search all of our new equipment as well as our used equipment. That's all the equipment that we traded in. Sometimes we got some pretty good deals on there. So definitely go to the tab that says pre-owned equipment and check us out there. But we're right here at Parrish Tractor in the middle of Robertsdale on Highway 59. You can come by and see us Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, Saturdays, 8 till noon, and give us a call at 251-947-4171.
Hey, thank you, Blaine.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, there goes Blaine Price from Parrish Tractor. And good to get this guy back on the show. It's been too long, but he's got a big announcement. It's the only way I can get Brian Kane, who is the emperor at Fairhope Brewing Company, on the air with me. Hey, Brian.
Hey, Sean. How you doing, man?
Good. So big announcement time. That's when you – this is good, though. This is something, and of course, it's self-serving because I'm the Mobile County guy. You got an announcement about the footprint of Fairhope Brewing over here on the west side of the bay.
Yeah, that is exactly right. We we opened up our kind of experimental wingman tap room over there on St. Louis Street, November of 23, I guess, so about 15, 18 months ago, and kind of a trial run to see what we thought, you know, if the Mobile market was you know, right for our tap room, that spot, you know, if that spot worked out for us, you know, a lot of changes coming to St. Louis Street area.
Mm-hmm.
And after some very, very positive response, really liking what the city's trying to do down in that area, we extended our short-term lease into a longer one, at which point we are turning that into being just the Fairhope Brewing Mobile location.
Okay, so like the full menu of beers like I would get at Fairhope?
That's exactly right. We've got 15 taps here. We've got 14 over there. So we'll be one short, but by and large, especially the year-round staples, you know, your Blue Steel, our Pink Delicious Seltzer, your Cheap Sunglasses, Causeway IPA, all those will be on at both locations at all times. We'll try and we're going to do our best to keep the seasonal one-off, whatever you want to call them, at both places as well. So we're trying to match up as best we can to kind of give the folks in the downtown Mobile area the you know, the same options that we have here. You know, we've been doing trivia there on Thursday nights. We're going to kind of start kicking up some music. So we're trying to mirror some things that have worked here and hopefully be there for a long while as the renovations come down there and you know, more and more people start popping up on that part of St. Louis.
Well, yeah, I could look at different metrics. I mean, the city or a entertainment district might put out information like, oh, such and such is growing. But when I see people that are in business, when private capital is invested in it, and knowing that y'all know what you're doing, that is probably the best metric I've heard about the health of St. Louis. So,
yeah, no, I think there's, it just seems to be a lot of things in the works down there. You know, the plans they have look great. It might be a few bumps in the road as, they're doing construction around the street and in our area. But, we thought this was the right time. We kind of want to get through most of the summer. But we extended this lease just a short time back. And our kind of big picture plan all along was if our kind of experimental pop-up, situation worked, that we would expand it into being, under the umbrella of Fairhope Brewing Company. And, that's where we are. So we like the way it's trending. Again, we've gotten some really, really nice responses from folks. People seem to really be appreciating what we're doing down there. Again, we like that area a lot. And, we're excited to be pouring beers for folks down there for a number of years to come.
I like it. So you had said that there's going to be a short period of time when y'all close and then open back up.
Yeah. So we're going to, right now the plan is August 11th through August 14th. We're going to close the doors. We're going to kind of change up some signage. We will, we've got some kind of some furniture redesigns we're going to do on the interior, kind of make it a little more, a little cozier, I guess, bring in a few comfortable seating areas, things of that sort, instead of just, bar stools and tables. So we're going to redesign the inside a little bit, just clean up some things we've been wanting to work on. And then the goal is, August 15th, which is a Friday, we will reopen as Fairhope Brewing Mobile. So again, it'll be a very, very short downtime, we are hoping, and assuming everything goes well, and I don't see why it wouldn't at this point. So that's our goal. So August 10th will be the last, that Sunday will be the last day that we will be open as Wingman. And then we'll do that kind of changeover and come back out as Fairhope Brewing Mobile. Again, a lot of the same beers, merchandise will change up a little bit, but we're excited for it. We've spent a lot of time building the brand. You and I have been talking for 12 years now, off and on things. So you're definitely a helper in all that we do. So
I'm just happy you're moving closer to my house.
I said we might get you to come bartend over there in December, make it a little easier on you.
Can we petition for that? Of course, folks, we're talking about the charity bartender series that Fairhope Brewing Company puts on, and Dan and Dalton and I and Jeff would come out and sling beers for charity. Maybe we do it in Mobile.
Yeah, so that's what we're talking about, mirroring some of the some of the things that have really worked here, but with kind of the Mobile twist to them. And you're certainly a Mobile twist guy, so you might be a good leadoff for that. But yeah, again, we're excited to kind of get in there and really dig our feet in and stick around. And we're hoping once August 15th hits, we're gonna kick this off with a bang. Get folks in. Get some music. Get the place looking exactly like we want it. And again, I think St. Louis Street will just hopefully grow around us is what we're looking at. And, we'll be good.
That's exciting news, man. I'm happy about that. Can't wait to see y'all in the newly reopened Fairhope Brewing Company, the Mobile side. Brian Kane, thank you, man, and we'll see you soon.
Hey, man, I appreciate in this political time getting me in here.
Yeah, you're running on beer, and that's a party I vote for every time, so.
I hear you, buddy. I appreciate it, man. Hey, thank you. You have a good rest of the week.
You too. There goes Brian Kane from Fairhope Brewing Company. Speaking of stories like that, just for a second here, if y'all have not heard over time, I have a problem with the state being the business of selling booze. And it's not listen to me too, it's not a moral issue. It's an issue of, do we need the state to be in the small business business? I mean, what about the description of what the state of Alabama should be doing, or any state says, the state does everything else so well, they ought to be in the retail booze business. Now, I understand I understand how it all started, but it's 2025. But let me say, so the story here that came out, and this is from MyNBC 15, This is one of those hype things. The ABC board announced a lineup of special sweepstakes events for September in celebration of National Bourbon Heritage Month. You know, bourbon collectors out there, you're into this. For Bourbon Heritage Month, a month-long recognition of bourbon as America's native spirit, the ABC board will hold a sweeps shopping experience each Saturday in September. So the state's hyping you up for buying bourbon. Like I said, I think the buying bourbon is cool. My problem is, why the same hell the state has continued to be involved in it's, I don't know. How about the private marketplace do it? Isn't that crazy? How about letting people risk capital and do this on their own? And so they said, yeah, the registration opens, August 4th. And you register, and then if you get drawn, then you get to go buy some, you know, get in line for special bourbons. Because the state, but that's the state putting it out. As a memo from the state is coming out to tell you that they got a bourbon sweepstakes going on. How about, like, just John or Jane Citizen opening a store and doing that? But no, ABC gets the preferential treatment. Let's see if we go first to David. This is interesting. Said Austin, Texas has implemented a system where volunteers can ticket people that are parking in handicapped spots without placards. Mobile could implement that, and extra revenue just off Walmart as Sam's Club parking lots could fund a spay and neuter program. Solve two problems with one stone. Yep. And also went on to say, I've learned more about the American Revolution from YouTube than I ever did in school. 100%, David. YouTube is my favorite platform out there. Absolutely. From unnamed texter here, I think it's unnamed texter, said we're talking about quarterback names, and said Colt McCoy was the best Texas quarterback name ever. 100%. I think I've talked about that every time. Watch them play Alabama when he got hurt. I was in Pasadena watching that game. Had to fly, you know, when we... I don't know what plane we were. It must have connected. Maybe we were on United or something. Somehow the whole plane when we were going out, we're the only ones with crimson on them, on us. But yeah, Colt McCoy. I didn't like to face him as a quarterback. It was like, if you're named Colt McCoy, if mom and dad say, okay, we're the McCoys, instead of naming him Real, we'll name him Colt. Well, you either got to be a gunfighter, which is really not a thing anymore. Well, kind of is, but or you got to ride rodeo. Okay. Or you got to throw the football. And he hit that last one, didn't he? But what do you do? I mean, the Colt McCoys that can't throw a football out there or can't ride rodeo, I don't know what they do with that name. And let's see. The buddy says, Sean, my wife and I have taken it upon ourselves to take care of some stray cats that have shown up at our house. We asked a very good friend of ours who is a vet if she knew of any low-cost veterinary help as far as spay and neuter. She knew of none. We Googled and contacted others that advertised being low cost to help strays, but they actually weren't. Our friend did help us in other ways. They aren't our so-called pets, but we do want to help them. Does anybody know of a low-cost vet to help strays? All right, audience that knows everything, somebody out there low-cost, spay and neuter, like Buddy and his wife got the cats. They want to spay and neuter them. Good thing. They're doing the right thing. Let me know on the text line. I'll pass along. B-Dark says, I just rescued a puppy. My vet gave me some shelter numbers for a voucher to spay and neuter. They said that I need to be on government assistance to qualify. That's BS. Says, hell, if I was on government assistance, I wouldn't need a dog. Really, B-Dark, that's interesting. So listen to that, buddy. So B-Dark says, you have to be on government assistance, at least in what she was told, to get the voucher for spay and neuter. Well, that's ridiculous. If we're trying to solve that problem in town, Chris in Orange Beach says, my friend, I can tell you it's raining. It's blank off. I'm in South Baldwin County and my toes are drowning. And also went on to say, one bottle half gallon wild turkey, 101 at the ABC store is $54. Greer's in Perdido Key is $32. Yeah, you go across the line, right? Once again, do we need the state to put out a hype email like, wow, we're going to give the, you know, these bourbon things where people line up like they're buying a dang Harry Potter book or a new Apple something to get the bourbon. That's cool. Have your hobbies. I think all that's cool. But that our state needs to be involved in it versus the private marketplace.
IT Jesus says votes for 40 being the Facebook cap, then all those who can't take a good family photo won't post them on social media. Or, like I've seen, where people think they're like, I guess they think they're texting back and forth with a family member, but they're post on Facebook. You're like, what? They're like, okay, I'll be over there at 3. I'm like, but that was a Facebook post. Let's see, this from Brandon says, I can drive to Florida and buy a bottle of bourbon and still save money over buying it here. No way I'm buying liquor here. Sure, the market figures out a way, but why is the state? Well, I know why, but Michael also said Airport Boulevard is backed up past McGregor to the interstate westbound. Stupid road work. So that's going on right now as well. Also said, I remember getting Facebook when you had to use a .edu email to get on. I quit using Facebook when my grandma was constantly asking why I didn't like pictures of her dog. That's what I'm talking about, Michael. If we make it a slot limit, and if Australia for YouTube wants to make a minimum age, then here stateside, we make a maximum age for Facebook. Slot limit. All right, coming right back. Tons of text to get to. Also, next hour, John Kilpatrick from Vets Recover joins us. Lots to talk about with him.
I'm Stephanie Bryan, chairwoman of the Porch Creek Indians. Tourism and hospitality are more than industries to the Porch Creek Indians. Providing a warm welcome is part of our heritage. It's central to who we are. From Atmore to Aruba, we've created more than 20 unique travel and tourism destinations, providing unforgettable guest experiences and life-changing career opportunities for our tribe and our neighbors in Alabama and beyond. Learn more at porchcreekindians.org.
This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 12:53 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Check in with my friend Anna at Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. And first of all, something you said last time I think we talked, Anna, you talked about the spot price. And what's changed now? People buying gold or silver and how they're saving money. Can you explain that again?
Well, right now, yes, I can. But right now, people are buying silver. And, you know, it was up and it's back down a little bit again today. And I've had a lot of people coming in, and we actually have stuff at spot price that you can buy. You know, 1 ounce silver pieces, bars and rounds. You can also get some 90%. Or you could even get into gold, but that's going to cost you a little bit more.
Yeah, for sure. Gold, which, by the way, what is appreciated like over a year's time, like 80% or something like that. I wish my equities would have done that.
Yeah, for sure. I know that some people have doubled their money in gold.
Nicely done. And silver has been a good story here as of late.
Oh, yeah. I mean, silver's been doing really well. And, I mean, I think Ron mentioned it, how he's never had any kind of sales where he was selling stuff or buying stuff at spot before. That's the first time that's ever happened.
Okay, so in other words, good time to take advantage of it. So tell folks how to find you.
Yes, we're at 2204 Government Street in Midtown Mobile, and we're just a block west of Little Flower Catholic School and Church.
Hey, thank you, Anna.
You're welcome.
Anna checking in from Mobile Bay Coins and Fine Jewelry. Check a few more of these texts here. Texter says, the irony is unreal, Sean. Yes, I too have always wondered how the state of Alabama can be in the liquor business, but can't be in the gaming business. I guess drinking is the lesser sin. Hey, let me complicate this even more on the gaming, which they call it. I call it gambling. And once again, it's not, I don't call it that because it just, that's what it is. I like to call things what they are. Have you noticed this? So it would have to be other entities, right? So the legacy McGregor Dog Track folks and the Porch Creeks, in some of the deals they've offered, that would be running gambling in the state if it were passed. But the state would run the lottery. Why is it that we default that states need to run lotteries? Why don't you, if you're going to change, you're going to amend the Constitution, right? So it's a CA to have gambling in the state. So you amend it and say, okay, lotteries are legal. Not that the state runs it. What about that? That people can risk private, you know, private investment can go in. They have to,
do a series of things. They pay a fee, you know, to the state to be able to run the lottery, a percentage of the earnings of the lottery. They have to be open for audits, right? They have to comply with these whatever rules out there, and then they do it. And then you'd have competitions like this lottery pays out more than the other one, and they'd compete and be better. But so on top of all that, so texture, I agree, but I mean, they'll say, well, I mean, or the flip side, if the state can run lotteries, if there are state agencies that run lotteries around, then why shouldn't they run Class 3 gaming? I mean, tell me why. Just logically, you know, critical thinking, if it's okay for the state to have a lottery and run the liquor store, then why shouldn't they run the casinos too? I mean, just a, I don't know. Maybe somebody can tell me how I'm not seeing this correctly, but text line and the phone line open for you. Let's see. This says Spring Hill does twice a year free spay and neuter. They're reasonable pricing year round. Okay, we're trying to help Buddy here. Chris in Orange Beach says the Cat Coalition of Baldwin County has free spay and neuter. See, this is great. Buddy, I hope you're taking notes on this. This is, by the way, too, I'm looking at, not today, or soon, but fairly soon, I need a new barn cat, but I need a big male barn cat. So last one I had a head like the biggest biscuit you've ever seen. So I need, they'll live a good life, but they need to be a big old boy, or at least a kitten you think is going to become a big old boy. This is from Captain Teach, said, not a quarterback, but Captain Munnerlin is the best football name ever. Pretty strong. Yeah, it is pretty strong. Haywood said, Colt, we're talking about names of quarterbacks, Colt McCoy. Colt, if not rodeo, gunslinger, or QB, is a singer destined to try to live up to the name with bad choices and broken dreams? You know what, Haywood, you're right. I should have put Colt McCoy in with kind of a Texas country music sound. Like Colt McRanch Face or something like that, right? That's a... the new album from Colt McRanch Face. He's sad and he's in Texas. Let's see more. CB Carl says, ditto on the rain in Bon Secours. He said, we don't want you to move your celebrity bartender event to Mobile. It's kind of a long way to get over there, and we look forward to it every year. Well, maybe we'll go back a year, you know. Some years we'll go to Fairhope. Some years we'll be in Mobile. It's a long way for me to get to Fairhope. All right. And more information, too. The Alabama Veterinary Medical Program provides low-cost spay and neuter services for pets of Alabama Medicaid recipients. To qualify, individuals must be Alabama Medicaid recipients to get the... I'll get to this when we get back. This is interesting. A thing I didn't even know. All right, hour number two of Midday Mobile after the news.